Hi, this is Friar Tim Kulbicki again, continuing on our discussions of Chapter 3 of the Constitutions, the Fraternal Life of the Friars. The last section of this chapter, interestingly enough, talks about finances and administration. Now, that's interesting that that's in the chapter on fraternity. And it's a particular thing of the conventual charism. If you recall back in the very first presentation, I talked about the principle of co-responsibility. That is, that we, as much as possible, assume joint responsibility for all aspects of our life. While, of course, there are individuals who have particular, shall we say, competency or particular authority over certain areas, we try to talk about as much as possible in common, how do we take care of our goods and take care of our finances? If you recall, again, as a part of the vow of poverty, that each individual religious does not own anything of his own. He is sine proprio, disappropriated without anything of one's own. However, without anything of one's own means that we all share responsibility for goods. So we all share responsibility in how do we economize our life? How do we responsibly take care of the goods that God has entrusted to us, be it property and buildings, be it cars and machinery, be it furniture, be it computers, etc. How do we do all of this while at the same time keeping in mind simplicity and poverty and a preferential option for the poor? Additionally, local friaries, how do they share in solidarity with the entire local province or regional grouping of friars? For example, how does a province, a grouping of friars, pay for the health care of its elderly friars who can no longer earn a salary themselves? How can and how does a local community pay for the education and formation of its young friars who are preparing to contribute to the workforce, but are not able to do so for perhaps the first 6, 8, 10, 12 years? How does one also do administration within the community? So how does one share in solidarity the gifts and the goods that God has given us on a local level with the wider, perhaps regional or national level? In turn, we all know that there are certain countries of the world, like the United States of America, which are much wealthier and have much more resources than many other places in the world. Particularly in places where the order is growing, like Africa and Asia, the problem is they simply cannot finance all of the needs of the many young men that want to join the order. Part of our co-responsibility in our fraternal life is to administer our finances and to administer our economic resources such that we send large amounts of goods in solidarity, large amounts of resources in solidarity to the general order in Rome, which in turn shares that with needy provinces and needy groupings of friars, most particularly in Africa and in Asia, where the order is really and truly growing. So from our perspective, finances and the way in which we care for goods and money, while not necessarily being an easy thing to talk about in terms of poverty, is a real expression of fraternity. And when we talk about these things in common and share our goods in common, even to the wider area, it is a concrete expression that the brothers truly do love one another, even the brothers from the United States to the brothers from the rest of the world.